It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I don't think they're ready for this. This is different. A LA Ram podcast, not based in California, but based in Florida? Come on now. You know I had to do it. Ram Nation, stand up. It's Ramly Talk from the Playmakers Bar podcast, hosted by Darnell the Playmaker Salads. Let's talk Rams football. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your this week's edition of Ramly Talk. Right here from the Playmakers Podcast, you know me, your host, down at the Playmakers Sounds out here in Jacksonville, Florida. Ready to talk some more Rams football. We won Wild Card Weekend up in Seattle. Great thing. I'll get into that, recap that real quick. And then we take the trip to the frozen tundra this Saturday. But first, let me go ahead and recap what took place Wild Card Weekend. It was round three, the rubber match against the Seattle Seahawks up in Seattle. Coming in, had a number one defense. We were starting John Wolford. He got knocked out by Jamal Adams. Jared Goff came in. Wasn't great. Wasn't good. It was mediocre, to be honest. Mediocre performance, but when you have the number one defense in the league and it's playoff time, this is where defense wins championships. Sack Russell Wilson 5 times, 2 from Aaron Donald, 2 for Leonard Floyd, and Morgan Fox got the other one. Darius Williams, the man has picked off Russell Wilson 3 times, and the last one he took to the house to give Rams a touchdown lead, a 10-point lead, actually, from 6-3 to 13-3. I mean, what a play by Darius Williams. A screen, or wide receiver screen pass. He jumped from the get-go. Soon as the ball was snapped, he attacked that wide receiver screen and took it to the house. I believe it was 42 yards. Yeah, Russell Wilson came back and threw a 51 bomb to Metcalf. Hey, it's Russell Wilson. When he scrambles around, he does the broken play. Things like that happen. But nevertheless, Goff was 9 for 19, 155. He threw a touchdown, a wide open touchdown. Probably was like a broken thumb or not. You cannot make it. That's the throw that you need to make, and he made it. Besides the defense and what they have done, Cam Akers, 28 carries, 131 on the ground, a rushing touchdown. The man, Cam Akers, he did something. Goff was scrambling, and Goff found him in the flat, threw it to him, and he took it about a good 45 yards down the field. That led to his rushing touchdown. Cam Akers did his thing, and 2 catches for 45 yards. I'm impressed with the rookie Cam Akers. Darius Williams is doing well. John Johnson, Jalen Ramsey, this secondary. It's already bad enough when the line of led by Aaron Donald and Leonard Floyd and Morgan Fox gets in the action. And Sebastian Joseph Day gets into the action. And Sam Ebbekamp, by the way, special teams fumble. Great job, Sam Ebbekamp, on that. Caused the special teams fumble that we recovered. I mean, these guys are flying around. They are getting to the quarterback. They are making defensive plays on them in the passing, and you can't run. It was 3rd and 1, and they stuffed Carlos Hyde from getting the first down. Like, this defense is remarkable. This defense is the best defense in the league. And Jared Goff, game manager. That's what we needed him to be. Three pins in his thumb. He wasn't supposed to really play, but when Waffle gets knocked out, he had no choice. So, but Goff didn't look great. Mediocre, but he managed the game. He didn't turn the ball over. He did take some ill-advised sets, but hey, we was allowed to punt the ball instead of giving them short fields. And they had to move the ball on that defense. And when you can't move the ball on that defense, you kind of make it easy for our offense. So, I'll take that. I would take it. A 30-23 victory. I'll take it. Great win for us on the road. Blew it open late with the Wild Boys touchdown. Russell Wilson and Seahawks got sit. They didn't even get sit home. They stayed home. They was in Seattle. And they can't even go nowhere. So that's good. Good win. A very good win for us. But now, as we switch gears, we travel to the frozen drunk, the frozen tundra that is Lambeau Field. We are going to face the number one team in the NFC, led by the presumptive MVP of the league, Aaron freaking Rodgers. Aaron Jones, Davante Adams, and the Green Bay Packers. That's what we have next Saturday, January 16th, 4:35 Eastern Standard Time. Unfortunately, I won't be able to watch it, but I do pray and hope. While I'm at work, the Rams bring their run game, they bring their defense, and we shock the world yet again and take down the almighty Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. This matchup is different. It's in Green Bay. It's in January. Temperature should be in the 20s around the kickoff time. Hopefully our boys, even they from California, they're used to the sunshine. They're used to the good weather. Hopefully it'll be some semblance of a good weather, but it's hard to have some good weather in 20 degrees, I'm just saying. Aaron Rodgers completing 70.7% of his passes. He has thrown for 4,299 yards, 48 touchdowns, which leads the league, and only 5 interceptions. Aaron Jones has rushed for 1,104 yards. He has 9 rushing touchdowns. Davante Adams, 115 receptions on the season, 1,374 yards, and 18 passing. Receiving touchdowns. Aaron Rodgers leads the league with the 48 touchdowns passing. Davante Adams leads the league with the 18 receiving touchdowns. It's not going to be easy, people. This is Aaron Rodgers. This is the Green Bay Packers. This is Lambeau Field. Work is going to get even harder. We don't know who's going to start. Sean McVay still thinking between Wofford and Goff. Hopefully we'll have either Borders or Perkins dressed up just in case. Cooper Kupp was limited in practice. Aaron Donald didn't practice. Jared Goff was a full participant in practice. We got to see. Hopefully our guys can play. We going to need them. We going to need everybody to step up. This is a tough place to play in. It's a tough environment against a team that is hot. Hey, Valdez-Scantling, he has 6 receiving touchdowns. The tight end, he has a lot of touchdowns receiving. You gotta be on our P's and Q's. You gotta cross all our T's and dot all our I's on this one. We can't make no mistakes. We was mistake free against Seattle. We gotta be even more mistake free against Green Bay. This is the top team in our conference. We'll see how this plays out, because the winner of this matchup will face the winner of their third round matchup of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the New Orleans Saints. So if we can knock off, imagine The road to the Super Bowl, we knock off
Russell Wilson
in Seattle, Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, or either Drew Brees in New Orleans or Tom Brady in Tampa. That's the man. And matter of fact, if it does happen to be Tampa Bay and if we face Tampa Bay in Tampa Bay, we'd have been already at the Super Bowl because the Super Bowl is in Tampa. So we just happen to beat them, go home, rest up, and come back to make another trip. But not looking too far ahead. Just throwing it out there. We have to deal with Aaron Rodgers now, who in my case, in my book, is the MVP of the league. He's but something MVP of the league. Everybody love Patrick Mahomes, but I just gave you Aaron Rodgers' stats. The man threw for almost 4,300 yards. Don't 48 touchdowns, 25 interceptions. Aaron Rodgers doesn't turn the ball over. He still can move. He's still mobile. So Aaron Donald, Leonard Ford, you know this man very well. You know this man when your days in Chicago. So you got an inside track to help our defense and help Brandon Staley. Say, what's the good game plan to get to this offense, to get to Aaron Rodgers? They lost their tackle, the body. He tore his ACL, so they don't have their left tackle. So Floyd and whoever's on the other ends, do some damage. Aaron Donald, Michael Brockers, do some work up in the middle. Linebackers, gotta be on your P's and Q's, linebackers. Well, whether it's Reader, whether it's Kaiser, got to be on your P's and Q's because Aaron Jones is a weapon out the backfield. They tight end, he likes to get open. I don't know how he gets open, but he likes to get open. So our linebackers got to be on our P's and Q's. Our secondary, continue doing what y'all doing. There's Williams, Troy Hill, Jalen Ramsey, John Johnson, Jordan Fuller. You guys continue doing what y'all doing, but be on your P's and Q's because this is not DK Metcalf we're going up against. This is Devontae Adams. This is a different kind of beast at receiver here. So Jalen Ramsey, we're not used to facing Devontae Adams. I don't know if you ever faced Devontae Adams, but this is a different beast. Devontae ain't about physicality. Devontae is about finesse. Get off me so I can get open. Don't touch me. I'm getting open. He'll either burn you, then touch you. This is the different beast we're dealing with. So, you got to be on my P's and Q's, guys. This is another big game for us. We are underdogs again. It was 6.5 last time I looked at it. We are underdogs in this one. We might be underdogs all over. As long as we keep going in the playoffs, we're going to be underdogs. Because nobody believes in Jared Goff or our quarterback situation. They just don't. They don't believe in their offense. The defense, they'll say, oh, this is Super Bowl caliber defense, but I don't know about the offense. Well, we know how most of the time in history, the best defense in the league beats a great offense. So, Green Bay's coming in with the 5th-ranked offense in the league. 9th in passing, 8th in rushing. We have the number one defense in the league. Number one scoring defense. Number one pass defense. Number one total defense. The 3rd-ranked defense, worst defense. You have a defense. Green Bay has the 9th-ranked defense against our 11th-ranked offense. We are 13th in passing, and we are 10th in rushing. This is going to be interesting. The D-line for Green Bay can get off the quarterback as well, so we have to be on our P's. It's a great thing we got Andrew Whitworth back. We got to be on our P's and Q's, guys. It's not only is Devontae Adams versus Jalen Ramsey, it's Aaron Donald versus Aaron Rodgers. It's Sean McVay versus Matt LaFleur. This is going to be a contest. But if we do not make mistakes and we get to Aaron Rodgers, we will win this game. Whoever starts at quarterback, you manage the game, get the points that you need. Because with this defense here, if this defense gets to Aaron Rodgers, if this defense does what they did to Russell Wilson and Tom Brady and everybody else, we get Aaron Rodgers, we will win this game in the frozen tundra, and we'll continue on into the NFC Championship game. That's all we need to do. It sounds easy, but it's hard in that weather. They are used to playing in this weather, whatnot. So, hopefully our guys are ready to go. y'all ready to play. Until next week, whether we beat Green Bay or lose, I'll be back next week to talk more Rams. Until then, it's the Playmaker, Darnell Salins from Jacksonville, Florida. Enjoy the divisional round, divisional weekend, and I'll holler at y'all next week.